Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a dozen whistleblowers came forward to describe political favoring in the FBI, Director Christopher Wray was demanded to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday.
When I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
One of the complaints, the Biden laptop is filled with wrongdoing evidence, yet the FBI has done nothing since taking possession of the laptop in 2019. The Department of Justice filed civil rights charges Thursday against four Louisville police officers over the drug raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor in 2020. A wrong-way driver is in custody after plowing through a parade in New Mexico. The incident left multiple people, including two police officers, injured. It happened in Gallup, about 140 miles west of Albuquerque. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Russia said Friday it's ready to discuss a prisoner swap with WNBA player Brittany Griner. Legionnaires' disease strikes in California.
Health officials are investigating a deadly outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in a Northern California county. 12 residents of Napa County have been diagnosed and hospitalized with a rare lung infection since July 11th. This is according to Napa County Public Health. Among those, one person has died and three people remain hospitalized. Legionella bacteria grows in warm water and can become a health concern when it spreads in man-made water systems like cooling towers, hot tubs, decorative fountains, and plumbing systems. People can get Legionnaires' disease by breathing in small droplets of water containing the bacteria. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As the recession has taken hold of the American economy, D.C. politicians are still considering the Inflation Reduction Act. Dr. Kevin Roberts, president of the Heritage Foundation, calls this bill deceitful legislation.
Only in Washington could you take something that would be so devastating to the economy, as those economists point out, and call it the Inflation Reduction Act. It would do the exact opposite. So once again, looking at this through the lens of the average American, I would call the forgotten American for this administration, it's going to have devastating consequences. The direct taxation, the indirect taxation, the burden of those costs has to be borne by someone, and it's going to be on the backs of average Americans. Senator Sinema, Senator Manchin, President Biden are all trying to be cute at best with their rhetoric. You know, at worst, and in reality, they're being really disingenuous. This is a terrible, terrible piece of legislation that will have tremendous political consequences.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is facing sanctions from China over her trip to Taiwan. The Chinese foreign minister said, despite Beijing's firm opposition, Pelosi insisted on visiting Taiwan, seriously interfering in China's affairs. After a Russian court sentenced WNBA player Brittany Griner to 9 years in prison for a drug smuggling conviction on Thursday, Russia said Friday it was ready to discuss a prisoner swap with WNBA player Brittany Griner. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, it's me, Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now. And Christy Bowe is going to be joining us in just a moment. Her new book, Eyes That Speak. When I first got this book, as I was going through it, and I'm looking at the... what she has been able to accomplish with her gifts and talents that God has blessed her with is extraordinary. As a photojournalist, pictures of president, world leaders, the moments that she's captured, the historic moments, they're so unbelievable. And then as I go through this and I'm starting to read a little bit about her background, I just further appreciate her gift and her talent. As an acclaimed photojournalist, she's a third-generation Washingtonian, a lifelong maverick before she jumped out of an airplane at 15,000 feet. Why you would do that is a mystery to me, but, this speaks of her character. She earned her first degree black belt in Taekwondo, thrown out of Catholic school. That's what I especially love. Thrown out of Catholic school in ninth grade for refusing to conform. I mean, Christy... Welcome to the show. I mean, here you are. You're in ninth grade. You get kicked out of Catholic school, and at that point you're probably thinking, "What the heck? What am I going to do?" I'm sure the nuns and the priests all said, "That's it, Christy." I mean, you might be lucky if you make it to purgatory. That's it.
Hi, Bill. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, that was pretty much the consensus.
Yeah. Well, says a boy who was born and raised in Catholicism, went to Catholic school. I attended Catholic school in the days when, probably about 90% of the teachers were nuns, and class sizes, were about 55, 65 in number. And the nuns took no guff. I mean, it was all about business, and they knew how to control. I mean, how else are you going to control, 55, 65 kids per classroom, right?
Exactly, yeah. And I don't know if your nuns were like mine, but they had the TV that was mounted up on the wall, and when they would write on the board, they would look at the reflection, that was happening behind them to see the class, and then they would call you out for getting in trouble back there when we were real young. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We have eyes in the back of their head.
Our nuns did. Yeah, our nuns did have eyes in the back of their head. No doubt. We didn't have TVs. We weren't that high tech. But they did. They did have eyes in the back, and they knew exactly every time. I mean, 100%. They knew who was causing the trouble.
Yep.
so you bet. Yeah, it was, and then you realize, Lord have mercy, you better behave yourself. But anyway, I love the book. I mean, this is such a walk down memory lane. And I'm thinking as I'm going through this, I'm going, wow, 30 years of life experience for you. And it's like, I want to see the book after the book. because of all the other photos that you couldn't include in this book. I mean, this thing could have been monstrous.
Exactly. And that was part of my problem. Helen Thomas, God rest her soul, she was kind enough. I asked her, I said, hey, I'm doing this book because we would see each other, you know, around the White House and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I'm doing this book, and if you like it, would you mind doing a foreword for me?
Oh.
And she you know, took it and did do it, which I really appreciated. And I remember being in the grocery store, and I get a phone call, and she goes, Chrissy, this is Helen. Why'd you get thrown out of Catholic school? And I told her, she goes, all right, then. And then she hung up. And then she did the foreword for me, which I you know, I'm so grateful for to this day. But it took me, I thought the book was going to be over when Obama, at the beginning of the Obama administration, when our first African-American president was sworn in. That's
right.
What I thought, and that's when Helen did the foreword. But because, as you mentioned, because working in the news field with a 24-hour news cycle now, it's tough to say the end.
Exactly.
So after, especially during the Trump administration, when something was happening every 5 minutes, then after the impeachment and then the insurrection and then Joe Biden being sworn in as president, you know, I have covered 8 U.S. presidents being sworn in, and every time there are thousands of people when you look out from the perspective of the Capitol. Out, you know, across, you know, out across into this crowd, there are, you know, tens of thousands, if not sometimes a million in Obama's case. And this time with Biden's, it was empty because of COVID and the insurrection. And all that there was 25,000 National Guard holding high-powered rifles surrounding the area. And it's like, that's the end.
Right.
And in my heart, I knew this is a time, not that I'm stopping my career, but that for this book, you know, ends this section of what I've been blessed enough to witness and photograph.
Yeah, you really are. I mean, you're kind of like the Forrest Gump of photojournalism. I mean, you are all, you know, time and again, at the right place, right time. You managed to get yourself in trouble because you say something to a Supreme Court nominee, I mean, which to me, I thought was pretty benign, you know. And so you got put on, you get put on timeout. And the next time, I mean, you know, bless your heart, you learn real quick that you have to comply. I mean, you should have learned that back in ninth grade. But there's something about the Beltway that teaches you very quickly that thou shalt comply. If not, then you're really on serious timeout, right?
Right. Yeah. And it's not worth losing, you know, permanently losing credentials over. So, but, you know, part of how that happened is that, you know, I photographed at the National Press Club quite a lot over the years, which gave me wonderful access to the different subjects, whether they be Hollywood or politicians or rock stars. And I would have a little bit of time with them and could start a conversation. And I, you know, whenever it's possible, and in the news world, most often it is not possible, but whenever I could, I like to be able to talk to the person a little bit and kind of, so you're not just the camera in their face. You're a person and you have a little bit of a relationship. So it was kind of on that vein. When Justice Sotomayor was coming down the aisle there to sit down at the beginning of her confirmation hearing, and I just happened to, as you clearly read, and thank you for doing your research there, that you know, she came right down, and next thing I knew, she was right in front of me, and so I just said, well, good luck out there, break a leg, because she was wearing a cast, she had fractured her ankle. And that's what I got in trouble for. So, and she thought it was funny. She goes, yeah, I've already done that.
Right. don't need to do it again, but thank you. Yep. Thank you for the thoughts. Yes, she probably thought she could only wish that it was going to be like show business, although hers was not quite as eventful as some of the other hearings that we've had to endure there during the Supreme Court, needless to say. But nonetheless, you've got to... you got to follow the rules when you're in this kind of situation, and here you are, able to capture history. And the way you've done it is just so magnificent. It is such a blessing, Christy, because even though we're not hearing words, we're reminded that a picture tells you a million words, right? We've got more coming up.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Fresh Christian Independent. Just wait, like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and Bill Martinez, Christy Bowe continues with us. We're talking about this book is just so awesome. I can't even give you enough description because you got to see it for yourself. Eyes That Speak: One Woman News Photographer's Journey with History Makers. Now, we've talked about a little bit about politics, but understand there's much more to this book than politics. I mean, there's pictures of Mother Teresa in here, Muhammad Ali, sports figures, Aretha Franklin. To be in this position, and as she says, it's a privileged position that she found herself in to document history. And she's done it in a manner, and I was sharing with her, what blessed me so is that, you know, we are in such a politically charged environment. Everything, you know, has to go through the filter of politics. But this, you will find this book to be rather apolitical, which I appreciate, because it's not like she's giving us pictures and saying, well, this is how you're supposed to think. You know, it's in the eye of the beholder. We're able to see it and, judge for ourselves, bring our worldview into the interpretation of these capturings. And as I said earlier, a picture is worth a thousand words. And in this book, there will be millions of words that will impact your spirit when you see it. I like, Christy, what Dana Perino had to say. Dana, of course, the former White House secretary to former President George W. Bush. And she says, I've long believed that photojournalists never get enough credit for their journalism. They're much more than picture takers. Christy Bowe's Eyes That Speak explains that concept better than I ever have. She knows when to take the perfect shot that will capture the issues at hand, the politics at stake, and the humanity that underlies all of it. Wow. What a great expression from Dana.
Yes, I was actually in tears when I read that when she sent it to me. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. That was, she really knows how to use words, I will say.
Well, like I said, you've become, in a sense, as you've captured history, you have become, a historic figure in and of yourself. The giftings and talents that God has blessed you with, I mean, explain to us, the genesis. How do you end up? I mean, we talked about, falling out of a perfectly operating airplane, your Taekwondo experience, getting kicked out of Catholic school. We talked about all that. But how, with that background, do you end up as a photojournalist?
Well, I've always had a penchant for being where the action is or where the trouble is. Mm-hmm. And I was traveling cross country with some friends. And we were going from Washington to Texas, and I had one of the old pocket Instamatic 110 cameras with no, with the FET lens and the little teeny negatives. And I took a ton of pictures. And when I came back, I'd develop all these and look and say, that's not what I saw. Mm. That's not what I experienced. So I went on to get a nice 35mm camera and took all the classes at my local Montgomery College, Rockville campus in Rockville, Maryland, and took every class that they offered in that. And then I went down to a pro-choice rally in Washington, D.C., figuring I wanted to kind of get some experience photographing people, because that to me seemed more challenging than landscapes and stuff like that.
Right.
So I went down there to do that, and I happened to meet professional photographers, one in particular, Mark Reinstein, who worked at United Press International, and he invited me to hop up on the press truck with them.
Wow.
With the other guys. He actually had no authority to do that, but was enough to invite me. I said, I'll go. So
You're a rebellious ninth grader. I mean, you got that background in you, so it's okay. The maverick continues to roll, so good for you. All right. Yeah,
and that's one thing I've learned over the years is to take advantage when people offer you a hand up, like Mark did in this case. Then that really got the fire going in my belly for covering news and covering people, and I've never looked back since. And he and I are still friends today.
Wow, very cool.
So, and I ended up working at UPI also for not as long as he did, but I worked there for a while, too, and that was a wonderful stepping stone in my career, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the book Eyes That Speak, boy, I'll tell you, I mean, the pictures that you capture are just, I'm sure other photojournalists are going to look at your book and how did she get that? You know, lucky for her that she was able to, you know, capture three presidents like Carter, Clinton, and Ford. Tell our audience about that.
Well, that one, I was, we got noticed that the three presidents, that the Carter and Ford, or the ones with Presidents Clinton, Obama, and Bush coming out of the Oval Office. That's
right.
That's one of my favorites.
Yes.
When they were coming out, they were getting together to bring awareness
for the Haiti fundraiser.
For the
right,
Haiti
exactly.
earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And so the night before, we had gotten noticed, and it wasn't until like 11 o'clock the night before that they were all going to be together. And I had told a friend that I would photograph a wedding.
I love this story.
Like,
yeah, this is great.
No, this can't be, because
right.
those were three presidents that I had photographed and during their terms. And I was working on this book. I was just starting to work on this book. And I said, this is so important to have this shot. And so I was friends with the priest that was saying the wedding. And I called him and I said, look, this is Clinton is always late.
Mm-hmm.
Obama's sometimes on time. Bush is always totally spot on time. So.
Right.
Things can run late here, and this wedding was like at 1 o'clock. That was at 11 o'clock. Under the best of circumstances, it's like a 30 minute. Well, I was supposed to meet them at 1. I think it started at 2, but it was extremely tight. And he said go for it, and I said, well, can you stall them and stuff before? For some reason, I'm a couple of minutes late, and he said, yeah, go for it. So that was good.
Yeah.
And then it's a question of logistically taking the train versus getting stuff in traffic, and they work on the train a lot of times during the weekends, and sure enough, it ended up that I got down there okay, but then I couldn't get back, it was just so incredibly stressful, and I had been, you know, fitfully sleeping the night before, but I kept thinking in my head, wow, if the three of them together are going to be in the Rose Garden, they're most likely going to be coming out from the Oval Office and be walking down the colonnade. And I'm telling you, I envisioned that picture the night before.
Right.
And that's what I was fighting for. And so sure enough, they came out, and the way that it's set up with the Rose Garden and the Oval Office is if you're photographing along the colonnade, we can't see the Oval Office from that position, but the people to our left that are in the Rose Garden, they can see in the Oval Office when they actually are opening the door to come out, because they have to walk maybe 6 or 8 feet and then come around a corner before they're visible to where I was,
right,
the colonnade. So we just have to go by listening to the people who have a clean view.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we hear their shutters firing, we know that they're coming our way seconds later. And sure enough, there they came, like three gunslingers. That reminds me of
yes.
and the security was all amped up because you know, the same people, the same agents I see coming in to the security checkpoint to the White House each day. That day, they said, well, we got dogs here to check your gear.
Oh, wow,
and,
yeah.
You know, it was an extra level up because they said, you're going to be within, you know, a few feet of the last three living presidents.
Exactly, exactly.
Well,
Christy Bohm, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much. The book will be linked on our website. She did get to the church on time, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After a dozen whistleblowers came forward to describe political favoring in the FBI, Director Christopher Wray was demanded to the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday.
When I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
One of the complaints, the Biden laptop is filled with wrongdoing evidence, yet the FBI has done nothing since taking possession of the laptop in 2019. The Department of Justice filed civil rights charges Thursday against four Louisville police officers over the drug raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor in 2020. A wrong-way driver is in custody after plowing through a parade in New Mexico. The incident left multiple people, including two police officers, injured. It happened in Gallup, about 140 miles west of Albuquerque. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Dan Perkins is going to be with us. Dan is the nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, syndicated radio host, and we're going to be talking about the inflation number. He says it's bogus at the least. All right, and he'll break it down, help you understand. Of course, you know, whatever number you want to put on it, whatever, you know, technical recessionary number or transitionary inflation number, it doesn't matter. I mean, the real pain experience that the American people are feeling is real, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, so anything less than that, which is what the Democrats are trying to peddle, is incredulous. And only hurts the cause all the more on so many levels. Dan Perkins, welcome back. It's always good to have you with us, sir. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine, and it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, Dan, as you say, and I agree with you, this inflation number of 9.1 is bogus. Do the math, because, you know, the fact of the matter is that when it comes to politics, and especially the Democrats, what did they miss something? Did they not go to math class? I mean, it's like they didn't go to math class, and they didn't go to, you know, econ class. They didn't go to history class, because they seem to be so devoid of the reality of those subjects.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote this article because I believe there are tens of millions of Americans who don't understand the consumer price index reporting when it comes out. And so when it comes out and says it's 9.1, what they don't realize and perhaps have never been taught, that that's a look-back number. That looks back over the previous 12 months. The number that's important was, what is the month-to-month change in the recent period? And the month-to-month change in May to June was an annualized 15.3%, which is probably more likely what people think is actually going on than 9.1. But we've got this piece of legislation, and again, the Democrats are wordsmithing to say things that they think the American people want to hear about this inflation. But just let me take a moment and break it down into major components. So about $480 billion. Of that, $380 billion is going to Green New Deal. I don't understand how that has any impact on inflation whatsoever. Then they're going to hire 85,000 new IRS agents to audit you and me and everybody else. See how that helps deal with inflation. In fact, we're adding to government spending. Both provisions add government spending. And now they're going to raise taxes over $300 billion on corporations and wealthy individuals. And then on top of that, they're going to take the $300 billion that they're going to do in tax increases and use it to pay down the debt. None of these things have anything to do with inflation, and yet they're trying to sell the package. What really, really, sorry for using the word, but really pisses me off is that Joe Manchin did a 180, and the only reason he's supporing it is it's less than $1 trillion.
Right.
And there's
quid pro quo in it. Yeah.
Would support it if they took out the carried interest provision.
Right.
So what's going on, Bill? I mean, we've got congressmen and senators who, I just pointed out a moment ago, apparently never took any economics classes to understand what's going on. How this bill is anti-inflationary is beyond me, and yet the American people are going to be sold this bill of goods that it's going to happen, and it isn't going to happen, and they're stuck. Again,
exactly. We've been stuck to the point that we're over $30 trillion in debt right now. I mean, Mark Twain's statement of "figures don't lie, but liars figure" echoes in the modern era, and this is what they're doing. You know, we called it at one point fuzzy math because we were giving them the benefit of the doubt. There's no doubt anymore. I mean, you know, they're flat out, just as you're proving here, Dan, they're flat out lying to us, and we're the ones holding the bag. And meanwhile, you got the Biden family, you know, they got their side hustles, whether it comes to this money from Ukraine, Russia, or China, and other places, God only knows. You've got, you know, Hillary Clinton, of course, with the foundation, Nancy Pelosi, or insider trading. I mean, all these elected officials are just ripping us off, and meanwhile, it's our bank accounts that are taking the big hit. I mean, look what's happening to savings accounts as a result of this. I mean, it's vaporing. Money is being stolen out of our coffers. I mean, it's bad enough out of the American Treasury, the taxes, the hard-earned tax money that we give to the government. We give, they take. I should say probably a better word. And here it is, our 401k, everything else is getting pulverized, and it's not enough.
Right, and you've got, on top of all of that, which is very important, which you just said, we have a situation where the new jobs numbers came out today, and it was 525,000 new jobs created.
Right.
But, Bill, I don't know, are you still living in South Florida?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm in the opposite coast.
Right.
I can drive into Fort Myers on any given day and drive past any shopping center and see store after store after store desperately needing help. And jobs are going
Where are they going? Where are they going up? I mean, that's the thing. That's what I want to know. Because the only thing I see that seems to be expanding and growing right now, when you look over things, is that, you know, government jobs are expanding. You've got pharmaceuticals, you know, they're expanding. Everything else that I'm aware of, I mean, the energy sector is getting clobbered right now. has been for quite a while. So what's left? I mean, where can you go? Because a lot of these other companies, Dan, as you know, what they've done is they're starting to hold their cards close to their vest.
Go ahead. I was at Costco this week, and I'm looking for a new TV, and a 75-inch 4K digital crystal television set was $599. And they've got stacks of them in the store.
Wow.
And it's part of the story that the big box retailers are stuck with huge amounts of inventory, and they're slashing prices to try and move it. But here's the other thing. Here's a very important thing for your audience to understand. Every day that a person is out of work makes it more difficult for them to go back to work psychologically.
Right.
We've got people that have been out of work now 2 years on the public dole,
mm-hmm.
and they really have lost all incentive to want to get a job to try and support themselves. And they'll live on a lower standard of what the government can provide. But we're destroying the work ethic that is what made America different than the rest of the world. And we're becoming mm-hmm. more and more like the rest of the world because people don't want to work. They want the government to take care of them.
Well, the last couple of years, we've been yelling and screaming about this, Dan. You cannot be out of work. Your blade gets dull. You're not as sharp. I mean, we already saw the damage that was done to our kids for them not being in classrooms. And the same thing happens to a let's just say, a would-be productive individual. And we're already in trouble as it is, because when you look at, who delivers the goods here? It's only about a third of the American population that produces anything, Dan, when you think about it. You've got another third that is retired. They've paid their dues. I mean, I'm not castigating them, but you got roughly a third. And in that third of people who are retired, also, sadly, associated with that, are the people that don't want to work. You know, they never wanted to work. They're just happy. They live off of entitlements. They find a way to game the system. Whenever they do work, it's under the table. They never pay taxes. The government sits there, and they're going to hand out, and they're going to have their EBT cards and do whatever it is that they can get away with. That's that other third. And the other third are bureaucrats. So only a third is carrying the weight of two-thirds of the other people in the country. And if that's not bad enough, Dan, let's send IRS agents to go after the productive people in this country and torment them. Thank you very much for carrying the day, right?
Yeah. 85,000 new IRS agents to go after deadbeats, as they say.
And by the way, don't mess with the IRS agents. They don't have millions of bullets for nothing, and they're armed up to the teeth. We've got to go to quick break. More from Dan Perkins after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Hold on, Emily, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Dan Perkins continues with us. As I was mentioning, you know, with the IRS, boy, the amount of firepower they have, you know, one media outlet says, why does the IRS need 4,500 guns? And we're not just talking pistolas here. We're talking, you know, those very weapons that the government wants to take away from us, like ARs and that, okay? And 5 million rounds of ammunition. Now, Matt Gaetz was on, Tucker last night, and he is introducing a bill to ban the IRS from acquiring ammunition. You know, all to the same question, Dan, that you and I ask, what does the IRS need with ammunition and firepower like this?
Well, the reason I think they need it is that while the Democrats are saying we're going to hire 85,000 new IRS agents, I think what we're doing is we're seeing that the Democrats are finding ways in which they can arm agency employees and turn them into a private army. And right. I think that's what's happening. I think we're building a private army away from the Department of Defense, and the various agencies are staffing up and they're weaponing up and they're getting ammunition. And they're, in some cases, they're taking a priority position on certain rounds of ammunition above anybody else. So
exactly.
I think that they're trying to create a new armed force in the government to make sure that the people comply with what they want to do as opposed to the law.
They must be scared. I mean, behind closed doors, they see what's going on here, and they must be scared that, you know, we the people are going to mount up a necessary resistance because of the failures of this elite class that has taken over the government, which they have no right. There's no legal authority for them to do what they're doing. You know, this is all based on the consent of the governed, and the governed is quite restless these days, and they're pulling back on their consent, and they need to recapture that position of authority. We've been saying this for a long time. You and I have talked about this many times, Dan, that this authority position is established in our Constitution, and we need to take it back. Because the ruling class has violated trust. They have violated our Constitution, and we can no longer trust them. Clearly, you know, with the policies they thrust upon the American people, and the lies that they continue to spew out.
Right, and I think a lot of what's going on in these new armed people in the government is a reaction to what happened on January 6th. Mm-hmm. And the idea that a small group of Americans went into the Capitol and tried to protest, I think scared the elites that they were not protected. A lot of those liberals in Congress were afraid for their lives, although I don't think they needed to be. And so that they got a wake-up call. So they've got to create. They don't want the police. They want an army that they can control. And that's why I think you're seeing more agencies of the government are being armed to be able to, at the behest of the president, to be able to put down an insurrection should one come. And a lot of people are talking, Bill, is that that's what it may take in order to try and save our country, an armed insurrection. And I fear for that, but I think it's a possibility.
No, at this point, all things are on the table. I mean, because look what's happened to other countries, and we're following suit. I mean, we're ignoring, simple things like, food scarcity. The fact that we've had three dozen meat and poultry plants that have been burnt down. We've got a supply chain interruption with food. The cost of fertilizer going up. These are bad. You talk about signs, Dan. These are signs that do not bode well for the American people and are indicators of what happened to other countries that followed suit. You know, there was an increase in, this is what happened in Sri Lanka. They had to go full bore into this climate, this climate hustle, climate change doctrine, and now the people are starving to death. Well, guess what? They're not happy, and people starving to death is not. You know, that will cause people to do some rather radical things otherwise, because they're so desperate. And our country is ignoring all these signs that have happened. I mean, case in point to all these other nations, whether we're talking Venezuela, Argentina, go on through Europe. They're all going through this. We've got rolling blackouts in Germany that are happening because they decided to, go with, climate change and forsake, fossil fuels, and they're going, wait a minute, we got to reverse course here. And now you got Joe Biden doubling down, doing hammer locks around Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema to surrender their principles. And like everything in the body politic, if there's enough quid pro quo in it, then people vacate their values, and we the people, the American people, are the ones that have to pay the price and suffer for it.
Yeah, and I, as I said earlier in the show, I was very disappointed in Manchin, because all the things he talked about, of waiting to see what the inflation number was and the GDP and all those things before he caved and wants to raise taxes and wants to spend hundreds of billions of dollars on the Green New Deal, and none of it is going to do anything for inflation. So he ultimately was sold out, and Kristen Sinema did the same thing. So it looks like the Democrats will be in charge, because the tiebreaker will be Camilla. I don't think there are going to be any other Democrats who are going to balk on this. And so, so we're going to wind up with more inflation, more debt, less productivity, and more and more Americans trying to figure out how they're going to survive. That's the upshoot of this bill. And, you know, there's a reason why the American people have the lowest approval rating they've ever had for the United States Congress. It is exactly what's going on here with this inflation bill that is showing why America is angry and doesn't trust their politicians. And when they do these kind of things, the question is, can we stir the souls of enough Americans to throw enough of the bums out that we can scare the rest?
Well, once they violate trust, there's no recovery, you know, Dan, because that's what they do. They've already shown their, I mean, Joe Manchin has shown his colors. Kristen Sinema, they've shown their colors. They can no longer stand on principle. They sacrifice that at the altar of quid pro quo. All right, there was enough money put in front of them that they buckled. So they're untrustworthy. And it's up to the American voters and their constituents to decide, you know, if they want to bring Joe Manchin back. And they've done this time and again, just like New Jersey, bringing Melendez back. I mean, the guy's corrupt to no end. And they go ahead and reelect him. Nadler. I mean, the whole, you know, the list is long and formidable, and it continues. Nancy Pelosi, insider trading, all this stuff that she's gotten away with and continues to get away with. But she keeps getting elected. You know, it's like I was talking with a friend of mine. I mean, you know, you think about how much power she has, and she's been able to leverage this off of, what, 285,000 votes, roughly? 280,000 votes, that's what she gets elected on every time she's up for re-election. And it's almost as if that's what she has in her desk drawer. She has those votes ready. They're already harvested, and they're just sitting there in the drawer in file number A. And when she needs them, she pulls them out, and she gets re-elected. And she lives another day. And this is what these politicians are doing, and the way all this ballot harvesting and cheating and fudging that they're able to get away with at our expense is just, you know, it has compromised our Constitution and our country to such a degree that I agree with you, Dan, is that if the American people, in the spirit of the founding of this country, when the Declaration of Independence was declared in our U.S. Constitution, we've got to get back to first principles and realize what it was that got us here, and we've got to get the right people in place, because the deep state that Donald Trump talked about, and I think he would probably say it differently if he was on the air with us right now, he'd say the deep state is deeper than deep. It is so formidable, and it is so institutionalized that in order to get rid of it, it's going to take a near act of God, Dan, in order to do it, because they're so well entrenched. And they are in the way of us being able to realize the true freedoms and the aspirations of our U.S. Constitution that our founding fathers had declared.
And with that, I want to tell your audience that we have a special program. If they will go to get myconstitution.com, we will send them free of charge the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, Gettysburg Address, and other in a pamphlet that's free that they can begin to read, and their children have their children read and have family discussion about what these documents say. Because we don't believe they're being taught in school anymore, and so people are talking about a Constitution that they don't understand because they never read it. So if they can go to getmyconstitution.com, they can get free copies for their families and extended families, for their school classes, whatever. It's a great organization that's trying to help us learn what our rights and responsibilities are of citizens of the United States.
Amen. That's awesome. Dan Perkins, thank you so much. That's a great offer, ladies and gentlemen. Take full advantage. That's a wrap for us. Thank you, Dan Perkins.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.